The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. I've spent time among the redwoods trees lately. Large, majestic trees. Kind of inspiring to see how straight they are, how tall they are, how solid and strong. Looking up at a giant redwood is quite an impressive sight. And a redwood tree has a very small seed. I don't know if it's the smallest seed among trees, but it's very, very small. And the small seed grows into a big tree. Imagine that you have a seed, you want to plant a redwood tree, and you go find a place in the forest that you think might be a good place for it, near your house perhaps. And you survey the territory and understand the challenges, the dangers, the conditions that are there. And in the middle of that, you find a spot that you think, given all the conditions that are here, here's a spot that I will plant this seed. And in this environment, I will care for it. I will water it and feed it and until it becomes well established, and then it can grow on its own. So in the same way, we are planting a seed for joy. And it can be a very tiny little seed. And that seed can grow strong and big and tall. And we plant it by first taking into account the field, the territory, the forest where we'll plant it. So all of ourselves, a kind of a survey and understanding, clarity, wisdom about all of ourselves is included in this practice of mindfulness. The good, the bad, and the ugly, the wonderful and the difficult. And it all has a place. And in the middle of this large field of our life, we have this little seed of joy that we plant. And then we support it. We nourish it with the nourishment, the water of awareness, of the sunlight of awareness that shines on it so it can grow. And the particular joy that we're interested here today is not the being joyful about anything, but the joy that comes from engaging in something, the activity. So, for example, some people would find a lot of joy in dancing, or joy in singing, or joy in going for a walk. Or the joy of meditating. Just the opportunity, the possibility of that engagement. There's some joy that can come from it if we give ourselves to the experience. We turn our attention away from our concerns, preoccupations, away from the weeds and the bushes and the vines that are growing around. To hear now, maybe the breathing, and engage in it like you would something that brings you joy, just in the activity of doing it. The feelings of movement and freedom in the body, the feeling maybe of like in dance, all of us are included. And there, that joy is the little seed that we want to plant. So maybe we can find that seed during this meditation. So to assume a comfortable, alert meditation posture, where in assuming the posture, there's some care given to the posture as the beginning of this dance, beginning of this entering into our experience fully, all of ourselves included, including the body. So sitting in a way that kind of you feel like you're really here in your body, perhaps both feet planted on the ground if you're sitting in a chair. A feeling of solid connection to what supports the weight of your body. Gently closing your eyes. And here, here in this body, at this mind, at this time, this is the field of practice, the forest where we plant a tree. And to relax this body, to begin a wholeheartedness by entering into this embodied experience of here and now. Taking some deep breaths as part of this dance of with yourself, of being present. Maybe the inhale's like the lead dancer and the exhale is one that follows. Breathing in deeply and relaxing fully. And letting the body return to normal. The body, the breathing return to normal. And then finding your way to a place in your body where you can feel connected, participating with the body breathing. Maybe almost as if breathing is your partner in a dance. Being aware of the fullness of the inhale, the fullness of the exhale. Aware with the body. And what would it take for you to be present, mindful of breathing? So the engagement with it, the immersion with it, devotion to it, it has some joy in it, some delight, some enjoyment, pleasure. And if there is a little hint of joy, delight in the engagement with the breathing, gently water that by being aware of it, including that joy in the experience of breathing out in and breathing out. If your mind wanders off in thought, don't despair. Instead, be glad that you're able to gently bring your attention back to the breathing. It's an amazing good fortune to be able to begin again with breathing. It's amazing good fortune to practice mindfulness of breathing, the same practice the Buddha practiced. To feel the joy of that engagement, the good fortune, participating in the dance of breathing in and breathing out. Sometimes in dancing with a partner, there's a joy that comes with surrendering to the dance. Maybe surrendering to the partner who leads. Maybe there's a joy in surrendering to the breathing. Following along, participating, being carried along. Breathing in and breathing out. And then coming to the end of this sitting, breathing in and breathing out, breathing in and feeling whatever joy, however small, you might find within, maybe with a small half smile on your lips. Breathe in and feel the joy. And breathe out. Imagine sending it forth out across the lands. That you share your joy, your well-being, your inspiration. The winds of your joy carrying your goodwill for the world. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful, and may all beings be free.